The ocean of love, Bab Dada. His souls, who are the embodiments of love. Love for God is merged in each one's heart. God's love is merged in each one's heart. This God's love is experienced only once in 84 births. For 63 births, you received love from deities or from ordinary souls. Over, try to remember. Spin the cycle.
Swadarshan Chakra.
You all have the Swadarshan Chakra with you, don't you? also within 1 second. You can go around the whole kalpa. So did you do it? Did you go around the whole kalpa in 1 second? Did you receive God's love in 63 births? Did you receive God's love in 83 births? Did you? You didn't receive. Didn't you?
It's Sangam.
It is only now at Sangam Yug. Only for this birth you receive God's love.
Antar ko jaan diya.
You have now understood the contrast, haven't you? This love of souls and the love of the Father, there is so much difference between them. Where did love of human souls take you? Where did love of ordinary human souls take you? What did you achieve through that? You have the experience, don't you? And where does God's love take you? You to your sweet home and to your sweet kingdom. Love of human souls actually takes away your sovereignty, and God's love gives you the sovereignty. And that too, in this very birth, it isn't that you are moving forward with the thoughts that you are going to get something only in the future. You are not moving forward only with hope of the future, but you actually experience God's love right now in this very birth. Even the future is nothing in front of the present. You sing a song, don't you? About what there will be in heaven and what will not be there in heaven. Which is the song you sing? Present, the song is that I have already achieved what I wanted to achieve. Or is it that you sing we are going to achieve something? Or is it that you have already achieved it? What do you think? What do the Pandavas think? Have you already achieved what you wanted to achieve? About the gopis, there is a saying anyway. That they experienced super sensuous joy. At this time, the praise is of this time. It is the praise of the present that nothing is lacking in the treasure stores of the Brahmins. This praise is not for the treasure stores of the deities, but it is for the treasure stores of the Brahmins. So who are you at present? You are Brahmins, aren't you? Do you experience that nothing is lacking. Achievements which you achieve at this time are not temporary or transitory. They are everlasting. So the one who achieves all achievements, who gets all attainments, in his life, what speciality will there be in the life of those who have gained all attainments? Everything achieved, nothing lacking. His behavior, activity on his face, what will be the speciality? What will be noticed in his behavior, in his activity, on his face? There will be contentment, always contented, no matter what happens. That soul who has achieved everything will never give up his contentment, no matter whatever happens. If there is discontentment, then at that time check within you. Whether you are experiencing something lacking in the achievements, or whether you are experiencing all achievements. So today Bap Dada the centers and sub-centers of Bharat
Seva Kendra,
not of the foreign countries but only of Bharat. And what did he observe? Yes, in all the centers there are sevadharis who live there. So today, whilst going on a tour of the centers and sub-centers of Bharat, observed the centers as well as the sevadharis living in the centers. Checked in all the places, whether the big centers or the small centers. And observed that how much the sevadharis are contented in their service, whether either serving through the body, mind, wealth or contacts or relationships, because what is important, because it's these things which are important, serving through the body, mind, wealth, contacts, relationships, and what did Bhaktada observe? Of course, everyone's body is old. Even if someone is young, or elder in age, on the contrary, there are some who are young in their body, but they are weaker than the elder people, than the elders. Baba's talking about physical body. Though they do not have a very big disease, but the feeling of ill health, like I am weak, I am sick, actually the very thought of this increases the illness. Why? The body's effect comes on the mind. The body's effect comes on the mind. And the result is, not only is the body sick, but even the mind becomes sick. That is, there is double sickness. And because of that, instead of becoming soul conscious, they become disease conscious, sickness conscious. So what did Bhaktada observe? That majority are physically unhealthy, and you may call that settling of accounts or whatever you may call it, but
deep. were sent. Double Bhima.
50% are double Sikh and 50% are singly Sikh. That is, only the body is sick, but the mind is healthy. And 50% are double sick, because the body is sick, the mind is affected, and therefore they become double sick. But what should it really be? You should never allow the thought of the illness come into your mind. Some say, I'm sick, I'm sick. Now when you keep on repeating this, what happens? This lesson becomes very strong in you that I am sick. And sometimes what happens is that even if you are not sick, it could be just pain in the back, because many have pain in their backs, many have pain in their legs. So one is pain in the leg and the other is pain in the back, in the back. It's mainly because of some or the other pain in the body. The mind is affected, and the result is that even if there is no pain, but because the mind is not happy, then they give the excuse, what to do, I have a back pain. Even if they don't have it, but because they are so used to complaining about back pain, then even if they don't have it and the mind is affected, so they complain even without having the pain. Now, what is the remedy for this? Do the doctors have any thermometer to really show that there is pain in the body or back or not? What meter is going to check the pain in the back? Where are the doctors? Can you check? Can you find out whether there is pain in the back? Well, you can get your x-ray done, but then that costs a lot of money. So what did Bap Dada notice? Baba mentioned about physical illness. That many sevadharis when Baba says Sevadharis, Baba does not mean only the teachers. living in the centers, but all of you are Sevadharis. Even those living in their households are Sevadharis. Aren't you all Sevadharis? Or is it that only those who live in the centers are Sevadharis? Aren't all of you also Sevadharis? Say, those living in households, are you Sevadharis? Servers? Are the mothers servers or Sevadharis? Baba will someday go on a tour of all your homes, and all the householders clap. So today Baba is only talking about the centers, but Baba will take a tour of your homes, and he will observe how you sleep, how you wake up. Whether you sleep on a double bed or on a single bed. Well, Baba was referring to his visit to the centers. Presently, if someone is taking medicines, it is not a big thing. Because it is Kali Yug, and at present the most powerful food could be the medicines, because they give the strength. And of course they are so colorful, so attractive, all the tablets and the capsules. This is the fruit of Kali Yuga. The fruit of the last phase of Kali Yuga. And if you have to take medicine, go ahead, take it. When you take medicine, it doesn't mean that it reminds you of ill health. But if you take medicine reluctantly, then that reluctance makes you feel that you are sick. But if you think that I have to move along, and for that these pills or tablets or capsules, whatever I have to take, I have to take them so that I get some strength, then because they are a need, you won't think of the disease. You won't you you will think that it is a need and you won't take it reluctantly. Then, because you have taken it with pleasure, then you'll be all right within a few days. These days, there are new fashions in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the maximum number of inventions are at the moment of medicines or the different types of therapies. Today this therapy, tomorrow that therapy. So these are the different methods adopted in Kali Yuga. It is the season of the hour and the very, very powerful, giving very powerful result, very strong nourishing fruit. So don't be afraid to take it, but do not become medicine conscious, do not become too much health conscious and take the medicine. So, Baba spoke about the body and this sickness will go on. The physical illness should not make you be frightened. If it comes, give it some fruit and bid it goodbye. So this was about the body. Baba mentioned about the result of the body. Now what else did Bhaktada observe? What did he see about the mind? What did he notice going on in the minds of all? There is one good news which Bhaktada observed and he will share. He noticed that in every Sevadhari's mind there is love for Baba and also enthusiasm for service. Both are there, love for Baba and enthusiasm for service in majority of the Sevadharis. So maybe they are 75% and only some 25% are those who are going ahead. Maybe because they are forced to, but in majority of the minds there is a lot of enthusiasm for service and great love for Baba. And also Bhaktada observed that because of the love they have for Baba, they do powerful yoga when they sit in meditation, and they also pay a lot of attention to their stage, even whilst they are doing their daily activities. But sometimes what happens is that they wish to seat themselves on a very elevated seat of consciousness, but then they start playing games. That is, for some time they are seated very well, but then after some time they start shaking, they start moving. Just as a small child can't sit quietly for a long time. You make him sit in one place, he will sit quietly for a moment and then he'll start moving about. So too, if the mind is not under your control, that is, it's not obeying your orders, then maybe at the beginning for some time you maintain a very good stage. And even whilst moving along, your stage is good and you do service in a good stage too. But then, after that, sometimes you continue to be set in a proper stage, but then at other times you also get upset. What is the reason? They do wish to be seated on the elevated stage, in the elevated stage continuously, constantly, but they get upset after a short while. What is the reason? The reason is they lack the power of concentration. They lack the power of determination. So it's because of lack of two powers, the power of concentration and the power of determination. They, at the beginning, have a determined thought that they will experience a good stage, they will do service with great enthusiasm, they will do this, they will do that, they make very good plans. But because of not having enough determination, even in their actions, or even while sitting in one place, the determination power does not last long. It is reduced, and the intellect as well as the mind wanders in different things. And when the mind wanders around in other things, then even if they are not busy in their work, they become prone to waste thoughts, and these waste thoughts is very, very big work, because the waste thoughts pull the intellect, and the result is that even if they are not doing any physical work, however, the mind and intellect due to lack of power of determination and the mind begins to wander, then the result is that even if they wish to set themselves on the elevated seat of consciousness, they are unable to, and they experience fluctuation or upheavals. Bap Dada had given work to all of you, and Papa saw the result of that work too. All your letters have reached Bap Dada, your little slips in which you have written your answers, your charts have reached Bap Dada, but some children are very clever. They write on a slip of paper, but they don't write their names. They write the result, they write their chart on paper and send to Baba, but they don't write their names. They think, well, Baba knows everything. Yes, Baba does know everything, but if he has given you work, you should finish the work fully. If the teacher tells you, do this work, and you tell your teacher, teacher, you know that I know to do it, then you should believe me that I know it. But will the teacher accept it? The teacher will want everything in writing. And some do give in writing, but they don't write their names. So, whichever task Baba gave you to do, in all the previous days, Baba noticed that there is some good news to share. The good news is that everyone does have the determination that we will fulfill Baba's hope by the end of the Diamond Jubilee year. And majority of the children have this determined thought. Isn't it your determined thought too? That by the end of the Diamond Jubilee year, you will attain perfection. And also, does that mean that you will attain Jivan Mukti? Well, if you do get liberated from everything, you will become Jivan Mukt, won't you? So, everyone did keep the courage and showed good enthusiasm. Jai. though they are of Bharat or of foreign lands, but everyone has shown a great deal of zeal and enthusiasm. Majority have very good zeal and enthusiasm, and some have written, though not many, but some have written that they did a lot of time. And Baba says, let them take their time. But you, those who are here, you become Jivan Mukt soon. Won't you become that? So what did Baba see in the result? Everyone has great enthusiasm that they hope to do something different in the Diamond Jubilee year. Dada also observed that not only you have the zeal and enthusiasm to attain perfection in the Diamond Jubilee year, but you also have made very good plans for fast service during the Diamond Jubilee year. And for that, Bap Dada is very happy. But make sure that you get too much involved in service and carry that burden of service on your head and ultimately complain that because you had too much service to do, this is why you could not uplift your stage. Your stage fluctuated. Baba would not like to hear that excuse or complaint. If any type of service disturbs others, then that service is not service. It is a selfish motive. It is not service. And if any type of service upsets your stage, and whoever may be the reason, or whatever may be the reason, but the main reason is your own selfishness. It may be the selfishness in you, or maybe someone else's selfishness is not fulfilled, or limited interest or desire is not fulfilled, and then there's disturbance in the service. So what you have to do is become very detached from any type of selfishness, and very loving whilst coming in relationships. With others, so unless you keep this aim that I have to be detached as well as loving, you will not be able to fulfill your determined thought in the Diamond Jubilee that you will become a diamond and celebrate the diamond jubilee year. Don't remember only half the sentence that I will celebrate the diamond jubilee year, but you have to complete the sentence, I will become a diamond in the diamond jubilee year. There are many who say, Baba, you wanted us to celebrate the diamond jubilee year, and we did that. We kept ourselves busy in celebrating the diamond jubilee year. But Bab Dada's direction is that you have to also become a diamond in the diamond jubilee year. Don't remember only half the sentence. You have to become a diamond and celebrate the diamond jubilee year. Not just celebrate the diamond jubilee year, but become a diamond and celebrate the diamond jubilee year. So don't take the sentence in the way of your idea, but understand the full sentence. It is, I have to become a diamond and celebrate the diamond jubilee year. This is the aim of the diamond jubilee year. Don't go only for half the aim, but go for the complete aim. It's a double aim. I have to become a diamond and also celebrate the diamond jubilee year. Not just to celebrate the diamond jubilee year, and not just to become a diamond, but celebrate a diamond jubilee year by becoming a diamond. And all of you know that when you are already making plans for the diamond jubilee year, during whilst making your plans, beware, because Maya is also making its plans. So when you are making your plans for the diamond jubilee year, Maya is also making its plans. Therefore, do not say later on, Baba, I don't know what happened. I lost my courage. My courage reduced because Maya is very strong opposition. And keep your Maya with you, Baba. Don't send it to me. Well, you want to rule, and you want Baba to look after Maya or take care of Maya, and you want to rule. It's you who have to rule, is it not? Then how will you become the conquerors of the world? Only when you become the conquerors of Maya. Without conquering Maya, how can you become the conqueror of the world? This is why you need to pay complete, full direction, full attention in all four directions. Did you understand?
Chakka, at
Baba mentioned only half the news of his tour. The other half Baba will share some other time. Baba mentioned about two things, and the rest Baba will tell you later. And to this group, you can read the Murli later because you won't be present in the next group. Baba is referring to the Bharatvasis, because double foreigners will be here for the next meeting also. So Baba continues, some of the centers were very good and very, very well decorated too. Some centers were very simple and some centers were very royal. Some were medium. Neither too simple nor too royal or too well decorated. Some think that they should have a very royal center, because if they want to invite a VIP to their center, then they feel, well, the VIP should feel at home in that center, and therefore they have to make it very royal. But for the Brahmins, right from the beginning till now, there is a rule. Neither should it be very, very simple, very low, nor should it be very, very high, but it should be medium. Brahma Baba was very simple, and he remained simple, and during Sakar time every center was very simple. But now, because of so many different means available, and there are who give these means, who help a great deal. But still, whatever task you do, in that, neither have it of a very high standard, nor let it be of a very low standard. It shouldn't be that somebody should comment, what have you put here? It's very bad. Nor should anyone say that, oh, you are behaving as if you are a king right now. So what is today's lesson? You have already freed yourselves from many things, haven't you? You have already made a promise to free yourself from all the weaknesses. Is that promise strong? Those sitting in the back say, is your promise still valid? Is it going on? Or will you go back and say it's too difficult? Remain firm on your promise. You should actually give a challenge to Maya in the Diamond Jubilee year. Give a challenge to Maya in the Diamond Jubilee year. So everyone claps, yes, you'll give a challenge to Maya in the Diamond Jubilee year. You are Master, Almighty Authorities, aren't you? You are no less. Many double foreigners have come. All double foreigners, raise your hand. Over 300, I think nearly 400 double foreigners are here at the moment. Double foreigners add beauty to the task of establishment, and this, and because of double foreigners, Baba's task of establishment becomes doubly beautiful. Bab Dada knows. You work so hard and you and reach here. You have to do so much before you reach here. If someone's love for Baba is less, then he will find it difficult to reach here. On one hand, Baba hears a great deal about how the money value has gone down so much. But then the next year, Baba finds so many double foreigners here. Even if the money, the currency has been devalued, there's Russia group too, is it not? All those of Russia, raise your hand. All those of Russia, raise your hand. Yes, Baba is able to see you. From where did you get the money to buy your ticket? Because there are very interesting stories of the Russians, how they get money to buy the ticket. How they actually gather money to get the ticket, and there are lovely, wonderful stories about that. Well, all this is going to happen anyway. Because what is currency now At the moment it is nothing but paper. The notes are paper. Whether you call them dollars or pounds, it's paper. How far will paper go? Actually, diamond is valuable, gold is valuable, but paper has no value. Therefore, currency will definitely be devalued. It's going to be more and more. But you are the most valuable ones. There could be nothing more valuable than you. Just as at the beginning it came in the newspaper that Om Mandali is the richest in the world. At that time you didn't have any source of income, but still your intoxication was so high and you put in the newspaper that Om Mandali is the richest in the world, because the people challenged you that these people who are in the Om Mandali, they will go bankrupt. And then you put in the newspaper that Om Mandali is the richest in the world. You challenge those people. So too, at this time, when there will be upheaval all around in all four directions, at that time, you will not have to put anything in the newspaper. But the newspaper people will come to you. The newspaper, you will not have to put anything in the newspaper. At the beginning you put in the newspaper, but at the end they will come to you and they themselves will put in the newspaper and show on TV too that Brahma Kumar is richest in the world. Why? What is the reason? Because your faces will keep on shining. Let anything happen. Maybe you won't have food for the night. You may not have money for evening meals. But your faces will keep shining. There will be sorrow in everyone, in all four directions, but for you there will be happiness and you will be dancing in joy. This is why there is a saying that for the animal it is death, but for the hunter it is a prey. Therefore, for you it will be only happiness and happiness, but for the world it will be only sorrow and sorrow. So those Brahmins who are leading an elevated life, who have the elevated sanskaras in them, their specialty will be that they are always contented. Even if something does go wrong, it should not upset you. it should not create a wave of sorrow on your face. Even if somebody defames you, insults you, still you should remain unaffected. Can it be possible? Will it be possible that you remain unaffected? You remain in your intoxicated stage. Even if he tries to upset you, or he tries to insult you, or will you get upset and say that I was upset only for a second after he had insulted me for 1 hour? No. Even if he insults for 1 hour, you should never get upset. You should never be dissatisfied. Never be discontented, even for 1 second. If it comes even for 1 second, then too you will be called fail. Because you tolerated for 1 hour and could not for 1 second, then that 1 second will fail you. It's just like you blow a balloon, blow, 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 it reaches to its fullest extent, and in a second all the gas is removed. So do not become such a balloon with gas inside that it blows off in a second. What else do you need in this world? You have met the Father, you belong to Him, achieved everything. This is a song you sing, don't you? So at such a time, such type of things will come. At such a time, remember these different points of intoxication, and then you will not be upset. But it doesn't mean that you should start laughing loudly in front of him when he's trying to insult you. Don't laugh loudly at that time, because if you do, then he will get more angry with you. But show your face of contentment, because contentment means spiritual smile. Let it be spiritual smile, not to laugh loudly. Let it be within, happiness within, revealed on the face, in the form of a spiritual smile. So, what was today's lesson? Become free from discontentment and always content, and be always contented. So double thing for you. Be free from discontentment and become fully contented. Okay, from where has everyone come? The big group has come from Punjab. Raise your hand, Punjab zone. About 600 from Punjab. Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, and some parts of UP all come under Punjab zone. All this is Punjab, many from Punjab zone. Punjab zone has the highest number in this group. Has Punjab brought any lion to Madhuban? Because Punjab means lion. So have you brought any lion? Or if not a lion, at least a leopard or a tiger. Have you brought any such one to Madhuban? Where is the head of Punjab? And Chandramani Dadi is sitting here, head of Punjab. And somebody says, Baba had called her lioness of Punjab anyway. So, yes, Amir Chand Bhai also. Have you brought any lion to Madhuban from Punjab? He's sitting in the first row. Or are you, have you caught him and now you are preparing him, decorating him? Yes, the little lions have come. The baby lions, maybe. So in the service of Punjab, there is a great change. Very great improvement in Punjab service these days. So day will come when the big lions will also surrender. Who else? Indoor zone. What preparation is indoor zone making? What new plan have you made? So that as a result of that plan, the big mic of indoor zone reaches Madhuban. At the end of the Diamond Jubilee year, make such a program so that the big VIPs from different parts reach Madhuban. Not the IPs, but the VIPs. Whether from India or from abroad. The VIPs should be prepared and their group should come at the end of the Diamond Jubilee year to Madhuban. Never mind if it's a small number, but let it be a group of real VIPs. It shouldn't be that Bap Dada says and therefore you should bring thousands. No, that won't be possible. Bring few, but let them be quality souls so that when they return from here, they themselves become mics and serve others. You are preparing. Are you preparing them? Arti Ben is saying yes. She's sitting behind Daddy. Which other zone?
Assam.
Very far northeast of India, Assam. Those of Assam, raise your hand. Those of Indore also did not raise their hand. Someone says, Assam is not that much. Indore zone, raise your hand. Some are also the back. It's good. Service is expanding in indoor zone. and it will continue to expand. It is bound to expand. It is destined that way. But the only thing is that you become diamonds yourselves. And then your shine will be so strong that it will attract souls of all four directions and bring them to Madhuban. Who else is there? Guwahati, Assam. What is Guwahati doing, Assam doing? Where is the teacher? Sister Sheila from Assam. What special are you doing? She's saying we have... I don't know what she said, but I think she said we are planning to serve. Something. And Baba says, well, that's nothing new. What new plan are you making? Has the chief minister of Assam or any minister of Assam come here? And she says no, and Dadi Baba says you should bring them here. The big politicians. If the ministers of Assam are left behind, they will begin to complain at the end. So, next, Bombay. All those of Bombay, raise your hand. Bombay, Ghatkopar and Mulund. So what is Bombay doing? What new plan have you made? See, if you hold this a lecture program and a minister comes or the president comes, well, he speaks and then he goes away. That's nothing great. But make them come so close, just as Mauritius did the service and made the Prime Minister come so close, and with their own courage they made his program. And then the Indian government helped to their fullest extent so that his arrival here could be materialized. He was very courageous indeed. Otherwise, many VIPs abroad say, we like to come, but you take the initiative. That's what they tell you. But he kept the courage and chalked out his own program of India and also made his program of coming to Madhuban. So too, these VIPs should make the program of coming to Madhuban right from there, and the result will be that the ministers in India, their eyes will open that see, these VIPs, they make their plans in their countries to go to Mount Abu, and we who are of India haven't been to Mount Abu yet. Though Mauritius is a small country, but where courage is concerned, it is this little one which has done the wonder. Mauritius is sitting here. Raise your hand, all Mauritius. Congratulations to you for bringing the Prime Minister to Madhuban. You can give this example to anyone, can't you? That just as the Prime Minister of Mauritius came, so too others can come and the other big VIPs of different countries, they will get the courage to come when you give them this example. So this paved the way for other VIPs of foreign countries to come to Madhuban. So who else? Bombay. What will Bombay do? Bombay is making peace parks in Bombay. You know, already 3 peace parks in Bombay. They have taken big parks from the council and they've named them Peace Park. Yes, that is also good. Yes, do more wonders to make a peace park in the heart of Bombay is a very good courage indeed. But in the Diamond Jubilee year, do something new. Well, even Peace Park is no more new for Baba. So he says, do something new. Yes, Bombay has also to work hard and bring a lion to Madhuban. In Bombay, the chief minister, the ministers, they are not the lions. They are not the lions. But in Bombay, who are the lions? The big businessmen, the industrialists. Because Bombay is an industrial city. So the big industrialists, they should be brought to Madhuban of Bombay. Bring some of them so that even if one comes, then he will be able to awaken many others. And he becomes instrumental in service. So those of Bombay have to do this service. Being a well-known industrialist. Yeah, you know, someone did come of the locks division, Godridge. He came, but he's too old. So someone who's very energetic and very powerful, he should come and he should be instrumental for bringing many others. You saw one example of Mr. K.V.K. Raju. Though he was quite small compared to other big industrialists, but he kept the courage and he brought many more. So bring some of these type. He did glorify Baba's name. And the training of self-management is going on, is it? And Ram Shlok Bhai says, yes, self-management training is going on. Baba is saying, training is going on, and Baba will see you are doing the training, and Bab Dada wants to see what fruit will you bring in front of Bab Dada of this training. Those who are conducting this training, Bab Dada wants all of you, those who are conducting, those who are doing, to bring the fruit of this in front of Bab Dada. Service that you are doing is very good. And through this type of service, maybe you are not able to give Gyan directly, but you can make these souls come in very close contact and relationship. But if they say very good, that's all, and they don't take a step forward, that's not the fruit. It is just one piece of maybe a grape, that's all. Bring a big fruit. If they say very good is only bringing a grape to Baba, Baba wants a big fruit. If you go somewhere, will you give only one grape to that person? Will you, when you have to give him fruit, will you give him just one grape? If you give a gift of fruits, you will bring big size fruits, won't you? It is good. You are doing it. You are putting in all the efforts. But also keep the aim that in the Diamond Jubilee year, we have to become a diamond and do something new in this year. This is called to bring out the success of the training. You have got a very good chance. Now Bab Dada will see how many fruits you bring, how many plates full of fruits you bring to Madhuban. Whether you bring many plates of big fruits or just one small grape. Kerala and Karnataka, all those of Kerala and Karnataka, raise your hand. Mysore, Bangalore, Kerala, which comes under Mysore sub-zone. What will Kerala do? What is the speciality of Kerala? What is the speciality of Kerala? Who is the teacher of Kerala? She is raising her hand. Raise your hand, teachers of Kerala. Stand up. What is the speciality of Kerala? What is supposed to be the speciality of Kerala? You know, Kerala state is the only state in India which has 100% literacy. No one is illiterate in Kerala state. And she is saying that Kerala has the speciality of 100% literacy. But Baba says, not in this knowledge. Yes. And now they are opening new centers, Dadi Singh. Yes, new centers are increasing. Krishna Iyer, the Justice of Supreme Court, he is of Kerala. And Baba says, but Krishna Iyer was not created in Kerala. He took Baba's Gyan in Delhi when he was the Justice of Supreme Court. So it is Delhi who did the service of Mr. Krishna Iyer. But Baba wants some of Kerala. So prepare group of VIPs of Kerala. And the specialty of Kerala is too many coconut trees. Too many coconut trees. So Baba says, at least bring a tree of IPs. A tree of coconuts in the form of IPs from Kerala. Krishna Iyer is a small mic. He's very good right from the beginning. Till the end, he has been cooperative in service and he will continue to remain cooperative. He's very good. So just as there is Krishna Iyer, so too the governor of Madras, Tamil Nadu state, create VIPs like him. Mr. Channa Reddy, he is now the governor of Tamil Nadu. So create such type of VIPs and make their gathering here. And then you will notice that you will sit comfortably sit here and these people will go and spread the voice. They will spread the message. You will be sitting here comfortably. Just as these days the new teachers who come to Baba, they see that the older dadis, they are sitting very comfortably, they have great comfort, and we, the younger ones, have to run about here and there. But actually, why do you think like that? You should think that these dadis have prepared you and now you are running about here and there because dadis have prepared you and therefore they are staying comfortably. So too, you prepare these VIPs and let them do your job of running around, spreading Baba's message, and you can be sitting comfortably. Those of Andhra Pradesh, raise your hand. Warangal. Hyderabad, Secunderabad, Warangal, all Andhra Pradesh. From Andhra Pradesh, one VIP was created by the Raju, but he left soon. That is, he left his body. And now you have to prepare souls, more souls of this type from Andhra Pradesh. Because there are many, many IPs in Andhra Pradesh.
Jai Kambi, मिनिस्टर बन जाती है, लेकिन फिर भी अपने देश को.
इवन इफ दे बिकम मिनिस्टर्स और सेक्रेटरीज इन अदर स्टेट्स, बट दे डू गिव वैल्यू टू देयर ओन स्टेट. And whenever they meet anyone from their state, they meet them with great respect. Therefore, those of Andhra have to prepare this type of group. The centers are increasing, the Gita Parshalas are increasing. That is bound to happen. This is no longer a big thing. Do something new. Expand it further and further. Increase your Gita Parshalas, your centers. But along with that, prepare mics as well, so that they may glorify the Father. Who else? Belgaum, Mysore. They raised their hand, no, with Kerala. Karnataka, yeah. Raise your hand. Okay, raise your hand again. What is Belgaum doing? How many VIPs, how many IPs has it brought? Who's the main teacher? Who's the main teacher of Belgaum? How many IPs have you prepared? How many IPs have you prepared? A big question for her. And she's saying, Baba, I have to prepare still. Prepare at least one bracelet. Leave aside a necklace. Prepare at least a bracelet. May not be a rosary, a necklace, but at least a bracelet. And Mirabhen is saying that they've come from many countries. All those of UK, raise your hand. All those of UK, raise your hand. They're sitting at the back. All those of UK, raise your hand. Yeah, Baba is seeing. Germany, raise your hand. Sitting here. Which part of Germany? Which part of Germany? Is it from the new center in Frankfurt? And that is saying from different parts of Germany. Has anyone come from the new center of Frankfurt? Has one day stand up and let Daddy Baba know. Stand up. Yeah. Tell I have come from Frankfurt. Say I have come from Frankfurt. Say loudly, I've come from Frankfurt. Very good. Sit down. Frankfurt has fulfilled its promise. Babdada is very happy with those of Frankfurt because they have kept very good courage. And Sudesh child is also serving there with great love. Therefore, Baba is congratulating her too. To serve in an ordinary way. This is not a big thing. But where some damage has happened and a lot of duality exists, there to finish the damage and make everyone become one, this is a big thing. Therefore, congratulations to all those who are of Germany. And Baba is telling everybody to clap for Germany. And this is everybody clapped for Germany. No more obstacle in Germany now. Spain, raise your hand. Where is Spain? Raise your hand high, Spain. They are sitting separately. There are 12 from Spain. Who else? France, raise your hand, please. Few from France. Holland, raise your hand. All those of Holland, raise your hand. Very good. Holland is also going on well. Next, France, Holland, going well. South Africa and all Africa, all, they're sitting at the back. South Africa, many at the back. South Africa. Who else?
Malaysia.
All Malaysia, raise your hand. Few have come from Malaysia. Singapore, where is Singapore?
Australia,
raise your hand.
Australia.
Few. 25 from Australia. They are sitting separately. New Zealand. Yes, Baba speaking to Australia. Are those of Australia happy? Are you satisfied? Are you? All those of Australia? Say yes or no.
Who else?
South America.
South America. Caribbean. South America, Colombia, Argentina, Brazil. So from whichever place you have come, all the double foreigners should always experience that the tilak of victory is on their forehead all the time. Because you are loved by the father and the whole Brahmin family, therefore keep the consciousness that we are victorious and we will always remain victorious. Let the tilak of victory be always on your forehead. See it on your forehead all the time. You are very, 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 very lucky. Baba said it 4 times. That from so many different corners of the world, Bab Dada has found you, searched for you, looked for you and found you. He looked for you with great love, found you and made you belong to him. See, you are from different parts of the world, from so many different corners, but Baba recognized you and brought you to him. This is why always think that I am victorious all the time. Let this intoxication be experienced in a practical way. Let it not be said only through words that I am a victorious soul and practically someone is being defeated. No, but I am a victorious soul. I am a victorious soul. Keep this intoxication. Let this intoxication of being victorious be constant and natural in the double foreigners. Are all named Kenya. Nairobi has come. All those of Kenya, Zimbabwe, all Africa, raise your hand. This group is sitting here, they are sitting together. Who else? Philippines. Philippines. Philippines, raise your hand. Philippines. Raise your hand high. You're sitting in the back.
Italy.
Italy, raise your hand. USA. USA, raise your hand.
Amen.
Dubai, raise your hand. So, you saw how big your family is it not? Did those of Punjab see this unlimited family, or do you see only those of Punjab? Did those of Bombay see this huge family? All those of Bharat saw the huge family of Baba. You should be happy, Baba Sringh, the Bharatvasis, that our Baba has a home in every corner of the world. Wherever you go, you can say with intoxication that we have Baba's home there. It's our home there. Our home is in this place, in that place, in that place. Wherever you want to go, your home is there. So the Bharatvasis are happy to see the double foreigners, aren't you? Baba is asking the Bharatvasis. all the souls in all four directions who are the embodiments of love. All the fast effort makers who have freed themselves from discontentment the fortunate souls who, because of their love and enthusiasm for Baba and service, maintain a balance between remembrance and service, and thereby get success in service. All the children of this land and other lands who, with the zeal and enthusiasm, have the aim of glorifying the Father, to those who write the good news to the Father of their elevated stage, who are always enthusiastic to do service, to such loving and close souls, Bap Dadas Yad Pyar and Namaste. This group has come for service. Baba is speaking to those who are filming. Baba is asking you, all four of you stand up in a line, all four of you. Show yourselves to everyone. Are you happy about doing service? This type of service? Are you happy with it? You are very courageous, aren't you? What will happen? How will it happen? Don't think like that. it is good and good will happen. Understood? Any task which you do with an elevated consciousness, that task is always good. Therefore, never think that you don't know what will happen. Well, you know that whatever will happen will be good. Did you understand? It is good. You have kept very good courage. In a place where there is courage, their help is received automatically. Okay. Well, if Baba keeps on speaking, the whole night will pass. This one is also doing very good service, is it not? I think Baba is talking to Usha of South Africa. Usha of South Africa, she is small but she is very courageous. And Dadi Janki says, yes, she is very brave. Yeah, small but very great. And Baba Sindhadi Janki, that they have received your sustenance, is it not? South Africa has received Dadi Janki's sustenance. It is good. Everyone is serving from the heart, and that's what has to be done. Expansion is bound to take place. Baba is giving drishti to Janki Dadi. Baba is asking Dadiji that when you and Dadi Janki meet, then what do you experience? And Dadi Janki is saying, Baba, what do you feel at that time when we meet? And Baba says, yes, the father likes it very much. But what do you feel? And Dadi Janki says, yes, Baba, it's a good pair. Country, Bharat and foreign countries both come together when Dadi Ji and Dadi Janki meet. You are separate and still you are together. This also is a part in the drama. Dadi Janki finds it difficult to hear, so she prefers to sit with Baba. Close to Baba.
Foundation.
After all, you are the foundation of the Brahmin family. And all of you like it, no, don't you? When you see the Dadi sitting on the stage with Baba. Dada keeps the souls who have been the foundation of the yajna even ahead of him. Why? See, Baba is incorporeal. God is incorporeal, and Brahma Baba has also attained the angelic stage. But who are there to hear everyone, see everyone, give everyone in the laukik? In the corporeal form, it is these dadis, no?
Or sage chal rahi hai. Ye dekh.
And everything is running so smoothly with them. This is what you all appreciate, don't you? You all are happy to see everything going on very smoothly, is it not? Aren't you all happy? Dadi is telling Baba, right from the beginning, pairs have been there. So after Sakar Baba, Dadi and Didi, and now Dadi Ji and Dadi Janki. I don't know what Dadi Janki told Baba. See, you were to be instrumental for starting foreign service, and this is why nobody can change the drama. The question came, who will start foreign service? Who will take the responsibility? And you were given the responsibility. So is it not necessary? It is necessary, don't you think, to have this responsibility? And Dadi is saying, but Baba is responsible. And Baba says, of course, Baba cannot be separated from you. He is actually glued with you. He is bound with you, glued actually with you. Baba's using that word. Stuck with you. He can't come out.
Sara din aap logon ko Baba, Baba ye kehte, Baba ye karte.
Whole day you say, don't you? Baba says this, Baba has done this, Baba does this. How many times you have to say this? So, and Dadi is saying that people also do believe that it's Baba who is doing it, because they themselves say, yes, it's Baba. And others, and Baba saying, yes, others remind you that Baba is doing it, so it makes you remember Baba easily too, is it not? If somebody comes weeping to you, you tell that person, Baba, 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 and you make him laugh, don't you? Is everything okay? Baba is asking Chandramani Dadi. See, this group is a small group, but it is a very valuable group doing a lot of work. See how few you are. How few you are. You can be counted on your fingers. And Ram Shilok Bhai says, mean four dadis. Not eight, Baba is asking. And Dadi is telling Baba, Baba, we will be also having our Diamond Jubilee. And Baba says, yes, it is the Diamond Jubilee year. But this time, Baba will give numbers. And Baba will see how many become real diamonds. Let's see who wins. Bharat wins or foreign lands win? Who are more in number, whether Bharat diamonds are more or foreign diamonds are more, and in that too, who claim a higher number, the youth claim a high number, or the householders claim a high number, or the Kumaris claim a high number? And Dadiji says the youth take a high number in everything. And Bap Dada is happy whoever may take the number in the front. But the only thing is that maybe you may say, I'm fine, I'm okay, but others should give your certificate. Your companions in service should give the certificate that you are okay. Bap Dada will see how many real diamonds Baba gets. And Dadi is telling Baba, Baba, Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar, both have become house full. They're on the sleeping on the floor. And Dadi is wondering if more come, as more are expected. will they be accommodated? And there the foundation stone will be laid, because a hall will be built there for 25,000 people. And Baba says, yes, it's good. The expansion is bound to take place. Baba is calling. Those sitting in the cabin, are you okay? Those sitting in the cabin complain that we can't see Bab Dada. So all of you will get holy on your seats. Please remain seated. So the program for double foreigners who are staying at Gyan Sarovar is that after Bab Dada leaves and Gulzar Dadi returns, double foreigners who are staying in Gyan Sarovar will go back to Gyan Sarovar and have their dinner there. So dinner here is only for those who are staying here.
सतयुग में तेरा प्यार हो सतयुग में तेरा प्यार
कहाँ मिलेगा. This is a very nice song. You know, Baba said in the Murli that you sing a song in which you say, Baba, what we get in that Sangam Yug and what we get in Satyug, and so many things we won't get in Satyug which we get at Sangam Yug. For example, the song says, though we will be living in palaces of gold and studded with diamonds, but we will not get the happiness of Sangam Yug.
जब तक बाबा हैं तब तक सभी भाई बहने बैठे रहेंगे. Those who are standing, you are requested to sit down. We will be seated here till Baba is here and we will enjoy.
Baba, how will we forget Baba, the great love you have given to us at Dadi showing mangoes to Baba. This is a beautiful song. Very beautiful song. Baba, you keep on giving us drishti in this way. Baba, you keep on giving us drishti in this way, so that we keep ourselves absorbed in the ocean of happiness. Baba, not even for a moment should our eyes close, so that
दरवाजे के पास जो भी भाई खड़े हैं वो कृपया बैठ जाएं.
We fill ourselves with your love. Thank you, Baba, 100,000 times. For making us belong to you, Baba. Baba, keep on meeting us in this way all the time. Baba, in every kalpa, we will bind ourselves in this love. No matter how much Maya may try to harass us, but we will never be defeated. So, Krina Ben and Lota Ben are presenting the self-management quality file to Baba, and Krina Ben is giving news of the management course. This is Ramesh Bhai, a photographer who has made some pictures. I think they are of Gyan Sarovar. Gyan Sarovar pictures.
रचना है सब तुम्हारी, रचना है सब तुम्हारी, तू है जहां से न्यारा, तू है जहां से न्यारा, उपमा नहीं जहां में, उपमा नहीं जहां में, हसीन बाबा। नजरें पड़ी जो तुम पर, नजरें पड़ी जो तुम पर, हटने का नाम ना ली, हटने नाम नाली, पलकों के डाल पर दे, पलकों के डाल पर दे, दिल में कहीं छिपा ले, दिल में कहीं छिपा ले, खो जाए तुझ में बाबा, खो जाए तुझ में बाबा।
हसीन बाबा तुम सा हसीन